Now, let me come to verse 8 here. He says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." Now, this here is a great principle that you find running through the Scripture also. And it is this, that though God's man may fall, God will raise him up. And then when we sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light for us. And today, God's people, again, may I repeat it, we must stay close to the Word of God in difficult and dark days. Now, here in verse 9, on the behalf of his people, he makes a confession to God. And actually, as the New Scofield Bible has it, a submission to the Lord. And there is that sweet submission here also. We have to note that. And then, in spite of the darkness, there is on his lips a praise, as you can see, to God. He says to the enemy, "Don't you rejoice against me. God is going to lift me up, and then I will be able to rejoice. And though I sit in darkness, the Lord is going to be light unto me." And God will deliver him and deliver his people. Verse 9, "I'll bear the indignation of the Lord because I've sinned against him." Now you see that he's making a public confession of the sins, actually of the people, "until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness." Now, what confidence this man has. He submits himself to the will of God. And I'm not sure, but what that is the position, or should be the position today of the children of God in this dark hour in the history of the world. What is it that we should do? Well, there's one thing for sure. God has permitted all these things to happen, and he's still in control. What should we do? We should submit ourselves to God. We should confess our sin and keep our accounts very close with God. Keep right paid up, right to date. Make sure that we've settled every account with him. And this is the thing that is all important here. You notice that. He says, "I will bear the indignation of the Lord." Why? Because I've sinned against him. We as a nation have sinned. You have sinned. I have sinned today. We've gone along with this affluent society and have accepted its comforts, and we have rather smiled at the lack of integrity today that there is in public life, and we'd have shut our eyes to the gross immorality that's around us. It's time maybe some of us are confessing, "because I've sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light." How lovely this is. "And I shall behold his righteousness."